It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Here's how a lot of mortgage brokers make money. The bigger the interest rate on a loan, the higher their commission. In a few days, new federal rules will change that. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
Say you're buying a house and you go to a mortgage broker for a loan. The broker arguably has an incentive to steer you into a higher interest rate. Now, there are many mortgage brokers out there who don't do this, but let's say you qualify for a 5% interest rate. If instead the broker tells you, well, the best they can get you is a 6% or maybe even a 7% interest rate, and you don't shop around and you take it, the broker makes more money.
They basically received a kickback from the lender.
Ira Reingold heads up the National Association of Consumer Advocates. He says during the recent housing bubble, many homeowners got gouged by brokers.
They made more money when they were able to stick you with a loan that was worse than what you otherwise would have qualified for.
And up until now, that's been perfectly legal. So Reingold is happy to see the new rules from the Federal Reserve that will ban brokers from making extra money this way.
It's about time. The April 1st rules, I think, simply will begin to create a place where consumers have a better chance of not being cheated in the consumer marketplace when they're buying a mortgage.
But many mortgage brokers, as you might imagine, see all this a little bit differently.
People say that, oh, it's a kickback. Well, it really isn't a kickback.
Robert Petrelli is the owner of Mount Vernon Mortgage Company, which is located south of Boston. He's been in the banking and mortgage business since 1971, and he's a former president of the state's mortgage broker trade group.
So here's a rate sheet from one of the major banks out there.
At his desk, Petrelli explains how mortgage brokers make their money. Brokers like him get a wholesale price for a loan from a bank. And it's basically the same way retail shoe stores or grocery stores pay wholesale prices.
It's just wholesale prices versus retail prices. We get a wholesale price versus getting the actual retail price when you go into the shop.
To stay in business, he has to charge something extra to cover his overhead and make a living. In the mortgage business, that's called a yield spread premium, and that's what's being regulated in these new rules. But Petrelli says there's nothing inherently wrong with it. It's really just like a shoe store might get its shoes for $50 and charge a customer $60.
To be able to operate profitably.
So what you're saying is it's actually the building blocks of how reputable, honest mortgage brokers make their money.
Absolutely, positively, 100% correct.
Petrelli says some brokers clearly overcharge their customers, but these new rules will change the way this entire industry gets paid. And many in the business say the new rules aren't fair. Mike Anderson is the head of government affairs for the National Association of Mortgage Brokers.
If this goes through on April 1st, there will be a tremendous amount of layoffs. We are hearing from mortgage brokers across the country that they're going to let all their loan officers go and become a one-man shop.
Anderson says in writing the new rules, the Federal Reserve has favored big banks at the expense of small mortgage broker businesses. He says the big banks will be allowed more flexibility in what they can charge customers, but he says mortgage brokers will be locked into a set profit margin that will tie their hands and make it hard to compete. He says it'll even be hard for them to lower their fees for customers.
Imagine that you and I are both Ford dealerships, and we're both selling Ford F-150 pickups. And we're across the street from one another. What if I could lower my price every day, but you were not allowed to lower your price? It's not going to be long before you go out of business, Chris. The winners in this rule are going to be the big banks. The losers will be the mortgage brokers.
Consumer advocates say that Anderson is exaggerating. Still, Anderson's trade group has filed a lawsuit in federal court against the Federal Reserve, seeking an injunction to postpone the new rules. But unless a judge intervenes, the new rules are set to go into effect this Friday. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.